Hello everyone, welcome to a new podcast episode. Today we're going to be reading a short story about my crazy mother who doesn't respect boundaries, mom doesn't let me use a toy to help with my anxiety, and just one called I'm Tired. So the first one we're going to start with is a short story about my crazy mom who doesn't respect boundaries and thinks the world revolves around her. They're on their phone. And then the story begins with, "This just happened, and I've decided to post about my crazy mom, who's been psychologically torturing me for years." So a bit of backstory. I've just started school again after quarantine. I've transferred schools and only know one other person. Also, my mother has a history of trying to psychologically manipulate people and hated me because I know more about psychologically than she does. I came home from school today. Normal, right? My mom asked me how my day went, to which I answered truthfully. I had a decent day until my teacher tried to take my calculator because she thought it was a phone. Okay. My mom hates me and had a phone call from the school about it. She decided to punish me by taking my phone, even though she literally put it on to charge after I had left so she could try to crack the password to try and leverage me. So I decided to go and play on my barely working PS4 she has tried to smash multiple times and play some good old Titanfall. She bursts in, disconnects the plug from the wall, and shouts about me writing a mean letter to my teacher, which I didn't. At first, I was confused until I saw the paper she was holding. This was my private schoolwork. She knew that this work was confidential and it wasn't meant for her, but read it anyways. She had gone to my room and beg secretly, which I pay for and ask her to keep out for confidential reasons, and look through every piece of work I had done in my book labeled confidential information. The paper she was holding was actually unrelated and to do with English work, but it might have sloped into the wrong book since it was just a singular loose paper. The paper was a critique about a fictional character who happened to be a woman, like my English teacher, and since my English teacher's name was in the paper, my mom assumed it was meant for her. I had to deal with her screeching about me being rude to my teacher for 12 minutes before she even let me say a single word. I couldn't even explain it without her talking over me, one of her psychological tricks, to assert dominance. And she physically cannot accept being wrong without severely punishing me and everyone around her, so she still feels like she's better than everyone. After a while, she shouted, "It's not against the law for me to look through my child's workbooks. I'm older than 18, before walking out of the room as fast as she could, because she was always has to say the final thing, or else, in her words, she's lost it all. Anyways, I got a small revenue by looking up the laws around that and finding that she committed two crimes punishable by time and also putting together an argument on paper that would hold up firmly in court and got her between 8 months and 2 years in jail. I never planned on actually using the argument in court, but I just wanted to prove her wrong since she doesn't think her kid could be smarter than her because she's older and also went to a law university for 2 months before dropping out. Some more information. My insane mother thinks she's entitled to break the law in order to look through my confidential information." Wow. And the comments. The first comment that I read is, "You need to get out of this house. She will do anything to control you. You must cut her out of your life." Okay. Like I said. First story. And I'm gonna take one sip of water before the next one. So, with the magic of recording, once I snap, I'll be back. And we're back. So, like I said, snap of a finger, we're back. Now, the second story is called, "Mom Doesn't Let Me Use a Toy to Help with My Anxiety." So, it's actually a really short story, which is surprising for Reddit. I think. I don't know. And the story begins with, "I have anxiety and recently got a fidget cube thingy because fidgeting helps me for my anxiety. My mom refuses to let me use it anywhere near her because it makes a clinging noise. They are quiet things to use on it, but the one that helps me most is a switch that she makes that makes a little click when you switch it. My mom, yells every time I use it, even though she bought it for me. Thanks for letting me rant about my amazing mother." Pens click. Just saying. Well, yeah, like I said, short story. Really short. Oh, an hour ago. Okay, this one starts with, "Not that I will commit suicide." Let's read this one. It's called I'm Tired. Story begins with, not that I will commit suicide. It's just what happened. It's not something so serious. There's worse thing on the sub. But I want to get it from my chest. I sent a crap post to my dad. It was just a TF2 JoJo meme. He became angry and told me being like that is the reason no one wants to spend time with me. I'm not the kind of person who blasts the USSR anthem or spam bass boosted stuff. I just wanted to share it with my dad. The problem is that this is not the first time that my parents tell me something like that. Over my entire life, they've always been like that, making me think everyone hates me for who I am, telling everyone they met how they always expect me to become a bad person, reapproaching every mistake I did, criticizing me for being a close-minded, not just for believing in pseudoscience, forced me to socialize, and then yell at me because I felt emotionally drained, forgot every bad thing they've done, and say I'm lying. Just I'm tired of all this crap. I just want to escape from all this. My plan is to wait until I graduate, use my grades and save projects to go study abroad and cut all connections with them. Honestly, I agree with OP. The comments, the first comment that I read is, sorry for you, and I support your decision to cut contact. I hope you have a better life once you move out. Okay, well, that was the podcast today. Hope you had a good time listening to me. Oh, crap, I need 2 more minutes. Please tell me there's a new story. Yes, it is! Okay, it's a long story. It's extra story. This is like an extras. Wasn't meant to do this, but... Entitled woman complains about bike reflector. My little brother apparently broke. Gets shut down by my mom. Okay. Story begins with, hello, r/entitledparents. I have grinded the 200 upvotes needed to post. Unless it was a change, but that is what I remember. But I finally finished, thanks to 113 upvotes and a post in the main Rainbow Six Siege subreddit. Everyone knows who is who. I was on the stairs at the time, and this was 3 or 4 weeks ago. But I might just remember there may be more holes, but there was a bit that was really good. On mobile phones, sorry for errors. LB is little brother, M is mum, and everybody knows EM and EK. So we are just sitting around, and I'm upstairs on my phone, and I hear such loud noise and hard banging that I would think that a police raiding was starting there. My mom opens up the door to find our entitled parent, where the attitude switch was instantly flipped on. And the conversation goes a bit like this. The entitled mother says, little brat broke the bite reflector on our entitled kids. I mean, on EK's. The others say it was tit for tat. Wait, what? What? Okay. I want to see it. I don't believe you. Mother sends little brother to go get it. No. Oh my gosh, I need to restart the story. I didn't understand it. Okay, so the entitled mother says, little brother broke the bike reflector on our entitled kid's bike. The others say it was somebody else. I want to see it. I don't believe you. The mother sends little brother to go get it. And little brother gets it and comes back. How do I know he didn't just do that right now? I know that sounds like my mom is the entitled mother. But trust me. This is their mom. How dare you come to my door with that attitude and accuse my son of breaking his own bike? And the entitled mother says, I'm just saying, how do I know he didn't? I will pay for a new one. You wouldn't be able to buy a new one. They're 300 quid. No, I'll buy a new reflector. No, you said you would buy a new bike. No, a new reflector only. I bet entitled kid wouldn't break yours, though. Entitled kid just says the funniest thing. Well, you know, I get angry, and when I'm angry, I'm angry. Well, you know, I get angry, and when I get angry, I'm angry. So when you're angry, you break things. Hushes the kid, knowing she has lost. How about they can't play together? Yes, now go. Entitled mother slips off the road. Slips off down the road. We laugh for a bit after that, and I am just remembering right now. As I said, this had hold because it was a while ago, and now in year 11, so a lot of work. Well, last story of today. Oh, wait, it went up to 10 minutes. Okay. Anyways, hope you guys had a good time listening to my podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with either two or one. I don't know if my friend will make me record another one. Anyways, see you later, and bye!